This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Recent NFL scandals put domestic violence front and center in national conversation. Many people around the country have spoken up to share their own stories. An online movement driven by hashtags Why I Stayed and Why I Left exposed some of the complexities of the issue. And a new family-run black theater company in the Triangle is continuing the conversation on stage. Mojoa Performing Arts Company is presenting two companion one-act plays that encourage men and women to come together to address violence against women. The plays share some of the same characters and themes, but approach the subject from different points of view. One features an all-female cast, the other features a cast of five men. Together, they tackle issues of street harassment, generational cycles of abuse, and the complicated relationship between race, gender, and violence. The plays are currently on stage at Common Ground Theater in Durham. We're going to get a special performance today. Joining us first are the mother and daughter pair that runs Mojoa. Robin Carmen Marshall wrote and acts in the play From the Boot of Timberland. Welcome, Robin. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Also with us, her daughter, Monet Noel Marshall, who wrote the play Good Brother and directs both plays. Monet, welcome.
How are you doing?
I am doing very well. All the better for seeing you. Thank
Great.
You for being here.
Thank you.
Robin, tell me about this. First of all, the theater company itself. How did you start this theater company and why?
We actually started this theater company in the end of 2013, but our first play was in May of 2014. Monet was about to go back to New York, and she wanted to do something with us before she left. So she decided to help us put the first play up. And it went so well that she stayed. So she's still here.
Tell us about these, Monet, these plays, these sets of plays, and how they address domestic violence.
So From the Boot of Timberland, it features a teenage girl and the story of that domestic violence affects all ages. So we get the story from a young woman, and then we hear about the other women in her family who have also been victims of domestic violence. And then on the men's side, we get a story that connects to the female story, the women's story, of men and how this man, even though he may not have ever actually put his hands on a woman and actually been an abuser, how he's still complicit in the violence and how it's not enough to just not just act on violence, but you also have to stop it and say something.
It's very thoughtful and thought-provoking about the many ways in which we can contribute without knowing and without intending to. And tell us about the story actually behind From the Boot of Timberland that is at the root of the play itself.
Well, there are a couple of stories. I was a teenage domestic violence survivor in high school. And my story is, you know, weaved in there also. But when I was still in New York back in 2011, there was a young mother who was murdered in Brooklyn. And as she lay on the ground holding her chest and the blood is coming out, she actually said the father's name, or the man who shot her. She said his name. That was the last name that she said with her dying breath. So that sort of helped me write this play.
That's an important part of this, the naming of the person who did this to you, which would seem to be not the hardest part, and yet it is a profound element in the story. It is a very difficult part of the story. And you yourself experienced, had a story that I think is also an important part of how these plays came together.
Yes, I was 17. It was my second boyfriend, or quote-unquote real boyfriend. And he would just, you know, poke me in my chest and like grab me in my throat and choke me, and it escalated until one day he came to my job with a gun, and I had just gotten off work. It was at 6 o'clock at the Belks down in Greenville, and he had a gun and he told me, "We're leaving. We're going to your house to drop off the car, and if anybody comes out, I'm going to kill whoever comes out of that house." When I got home, the first person that came was my little brother, and I gave him my keys and I told him to go in the house, and I left with him. And I knew that day that I would die, but I didn't want anything to happen to him. And the thing is, I'm from a large family, But I never told anyone. And that was, you know, and that's big. A lot of people don't ever tell. They don't tell their names. And so I wanted that to be key in this play, the actual naming of the person.
Did this, forming a theater company and writing these plays, I mean, is that part of your telling the story as well?
Well, the forming a theater company is telling our stories, not so much my story, but our stories.
Tell us the story. Set up the play for us, The Boot of Timberland. We'd like to hear a performance, but maybe you can set the premise for us.
Okay. Well, actually, the scene that we're going to read for you is right at the moment when Corinne, who is the teenager, when she sees her face for the first time. She's actually now, well, she was in a coma in scene one. But in scene two, she's in a world where she doesn't have any pain. She can walk and talk, but she doesn't feel any pain because her body is being reset. Her cycle is being reset so that she can rest and heal. And so in this world, there's a river, and the character will actually see her face for the first time.
All right. Well, here is a scene now from The Boot of Timberland on stage now at Common Ground Theater in Durham. And we'll hear from Alexis Wilcox, who is a senior at Knightdale High School in Wake County. And Robin Marshall is also performing in this scene.
What is it called? Your markings.
It looks like Tim's. His Tim tracks.
Tim's?
Timberland. A boot. Some of us wear them on our feet.
Oh. I understand. Markings from the boot of Timberland.
Yeah, from the boot of Timberland.
What does it mean?
I love you. That's what he said.
This he. Together you and I can face him. A brave man dies but one death. A coward dies many. I know that you are afraid of him.
No, I'm not. You see, I bought them. The brand, I bought them. He wanted them and I worked all summer to buy them. $173.60. That's what I paid. I worked all summer to save for his Tim's. Kept trying to make him happy, but I have to return this book. Look, it was nice meeting you both. I told him I was going straight home. He'll call and check, and I don't even have my cell phone to answer. Please tell me where I am so I can get out of here. You got a bus schedule or something to get me out of here? And if I can borrow some money, I don't have my bag either.
Alexis Wilcox and Robin Marshall, two actors from the play From the Boot of Timberland, now on stage as part of a night theater exploring the domestic violence. It's at Common Ground Theater in Durham. Alexis, you're in high school, and I wonder what it's like for you to be playing this in this show.
It is really different because I don't know many people who have experienced this, so this play really opened my eyes and let me see like how common it actually is.
You're working with other actors who have come forward and told their stories, right?
Yeah, and that gives me a lot of inspiration for my character.
Monet, tell me more. Let's talk about the second show in this cycle.
Okay. So Good Brother was specifically written to be a companion to From the Boot of Timberland. My mother wrote From the Boot of Timberland in graduate school, and when we decided that we wanted to do a night of theater in October for Domestic Violence Month, I said, okay, if we're going to do a show about women, let's also work on something for the men so we have a balanced representation. So over the summer, I had a workshop with some men here in Durham that I worked with, and we sat and got pizza and beers and just talked about being a man and what does it mean to be a woman and what is the relationship between men and women and what is a good woman and all in street harassment and what's benign and what's really violent. And hearing their voices, you know, it was my brother, it was men that I really respect and went to school with. Hearing them say some things were a little problematic, but nonetheless, I knew that they're good people and it helped me to write. So I wrote the piece to explore how a good man deals with domestic violence in his community when he knows that the men in his community are being violent and being abusers and how do you deal with that?
You know, Alexis, coming back to you for just a moment, Monet was very intentional in structuring these conversations to help her write this piece. I'm guessing these conversations don't come up organically. Do you find yourself having these kinds of conversations with men in high school?
No, not at all, because if it does happen, I guess it's just behind closed doors and nobody really knows about it.
And then Monet was the, when this, all the stuff came up, was it difficult for men to talk honestly about?
I believe so. However, after we had the talk with the men, we were doing the workshop, one of my friends, he emailed me after. He's like, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this. It really expanded my thinking. And he's a father, so, and he has daughters. So it was really important, I think, for him as a father to have a space to even begin to think and then explore his own thoughts about that. Because like Alexis said, it's not something that comes up. So if we don't talk about it, then how can we develop our thoughts about it?
Yeah, and it's not because it doesn't come up because it isn't happening all around you.
Right.
I mean, that's the interesting thing.
Right.
It's happening everywhere, and it's not coming up. And that's the reason we're having this conversation. Will you set the premise for The Good Brother for us?
Sure. So, spoiler alert, Alexis does, Corinne does indeed say his name and choose to live in From the Boot of Timberland. So in Good Brother, her boyfriend is arrested. And he needs a court-appointed attorney, and Tracy is the man that is appointed to his case. And Tracy's a good man. He's a man from the community that decided to go into law because he wanted to help black men, and he wanted to make sure that they're not caught in the system. But in doing so, he sometimes has to have a blind eye towards what they do. And the play is him grappling with that and growing and finding himself in that and finding ways to deal with those things. So Marcus is actually...
Marcus Zollicoffer, a member of the cast, and he's going to perform with you?
No, he's going to perform by himself. So there are no women in Good Brother, so he's going to do a monologue for us.
All right.
Don't. Listen to me. You attack that girl. You try to make her feel small so that you can feel big. You needed to feel big, and for a moment, you know what? It worked. You felt like a man. But as you ran, you remembered that you're just another poor black kid in Durham. You start to feel small all over again. Am I right, Mr. Johnson? Do you feel small right now? No, I know you, Terrell. I know you. Because I am you. I feel small and broken and everything that a man shouldn't, and I am just like you. You can't change the past, and God knows I can. I've tried. But we can be better. We can be bigger. I don't know how. I don't know, Terrell. I don't know. But I know that I haven't always been the brother I wanted to be. I hid something that I should have owned up to, and I ran. And I'm still running now. And worse, I'm helping other people run, too. As a man, when are we going to stop running away from our mistakes and face them head on? As a man, when are we going to check each other? Not make excuses for one another.
Marcus Zollicoffer, an actor in the play Good Brother, now on stage as part of a night of theater exploring domestic violence at Common Ground Theater in Durham. Marcus, last night the theater hosted a production conversation specifically for men. How did that go?
It went great. One of the funny things about it is the conversation was for us to talk about it, and I think we started talking entirely too long because we were really getting into it. And one of the things that we discussed was how it was hard for men to, share their emotions in general, but to share them with other men is something different. And so it was just a group of guys talking, sharing their experiences, sharing, their knowledge, some of the older guys with the younger guys. And one of the great things for me was seeing some of the older guys even saying, I'm realizing something now. And you guys have helped me realize something now. So it made me feel good to know that, what we're doing is helping everybody.
Robin, what is it you think about theater that dislodges some of these thoughts that have been so trapped and allows conversation to go forward?
Well, that's the beautiful thing about theater. For a moment, whether it's an hour or an hour and a half, you come into our world and then we can help you to see that truth, whatever it is. even if it makes you feel uncomfortable while you're there. But you're still, I mean, but at that moment, you are still like a captive audience. So we have opportunity to share whatever message it is. And I'm really excited about sharing this message.
We are talking about A Night of Theater at Common Ground Theater in Durham, exploring domestic violence, the conversation happening here on The State of Things. My guests are Monet Noel Marshall, Rob and Carmen Marshall, who are the founders of the theater company, and actors Alexis Wilcox and Marka Zollicoffer. The other thing, I think what you bring out so beautifully in these plays is the complexity of this issue. If we talk about Timberlands and we talk about the victim buying the Timberlands for her boyfriend in order to get some kind of prestige to catch his attention. The Timberlands are another status symbol. They're going to get the attention of the neighborhood. So all of these multiple identities are such imposed identities are such an important factor. And the things I think we have to work through, don't we? Break down those identities so that we can get to something more essential about ourselves.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I think the reason that I actually chose the Timberland boot was for that same reason, because I mean you'll see, you know, people walking down the street. I mean, because it's a big status symbol. But if you take that status symbol and you use it to like cause harm, even if it's maybe not even a Timberland, but like a 1999 boot or whatever, is still, you know, something that we need to address. And the audience that I really wanted to address were specifically, you know, people who I would say would more than likely wear the Tims.
Yeah.
And that's our young men.
Well, particularly when a status symbol like that is also tied up to these constructions of masculinity, what it takes to be a man, how I have to be seen in my neighborhood, whatever neighborhood that is, as a man. All of those things are, I think, some of the barriers to seeing some improvement. But this play was also inspired by some interesting conversations in your own family, right? Can you tell us about those?
Yes. So my father is a retired NYPD detective. So he did his best to protect me and to teach me everything about being safe as a young woman out on the street. But doing theater has allowed us to have some adult conversations that we never had before about not feeling safe in my own skin. It's not enough. I told, like, Daddy, I feel so safe when I'm with you. I know that if anything were to happen, that you're going to protect me. But when I'm by myself, because the world is not safe as a young African-American woman, your presence is not enough. And unless all the men work to make the streets safe for everyone, then I'm never going to be safe, no matter how much you try. And I think it was the first time that he recognized that even as his daughter, even as much he taught me, it's not enough.
Well, and Robin, this part of this play revolves around catcalls on the street. So it's not physical violence, but it's the kind of emotional violence from a position of power that feeds into this. Am I right?
Well, yes. With Good Brother, that play is definitely about that. And there are catcalls. And it's something that really makes you uncomfortable. It catches you off guard. I mean, and it comes out of nowhere.
And it suggests a power relationship that if the man stopped and thought about it, because if that was a big, rough, tough-looking anybody from the neighborhood, you just wouldn't make that call.
Right.
So it's about power. And,
yes.
And that helps us all examine where these things come from.
Yes.
And also the impact. So thank you for doing it. Robin Carmen Marshall wrote and acts in the play From the Boot of Timberland. Monet Noel Marshall wrote the play Good Brother and directs both one-act plays in The Night of Theater, exploring domestic violence. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
And I want to thank our actors here as well, Alexis Wilcox and Marka Zollicoffer. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. By the way, these two one-act plays produced by Mojoa Performing Arts Company are on stage at Common Ground Theater in Durham tonight and tomorrow, 8 o'clock. You can find information at our website, stateofthings.org. Coming up, Americana folk from Joe Woodson and the Bean Trees. Stay tuned.